Well, today is the feast day of Saints Peter and Saint Paul, the great apostles. And how in the world can one give a 5 to 7 minute homily on Saint Peter and Saint Paul? You could talk for hours on either one of them. There's quite a bit one can say about their lives, their ministry, the letters they both wrote, and what we can learn from them. Quite a bit. So you got to narrow it down. So I'm going to take St. Peter and what he did in his last few years on this earth. He went to Rome. He was the first bishop of Rome. Rome at that time, around 55 AD, somewhere in that time period, was the largest city on the planet. It had between 1 million and 1.5 million people. They're not exact, but that's roughly. And in that very large pagan city in a very pagan world were handfuls of Christians. And Peter came and he organized them. Now back then, Christians didn't have churches. You celebrated masses in your homes because the groups were small. It's a very large city. So he divided it up into 40 different households all across the city of Rome where mass would be celebrated. He ordained the first priest who would celebrate mass in these different houses. Now, mind you, back then, these priests had other jobs to support themselves, but they would come to that particular household. And then Peter, once every week, would go to a different household to celebrate mass. Fast forward 250 years. This house parish system went on for 250 years, and then Constantine makes Christianity legal. And the emperor says to Pope Sylvester, "You may now build your churches." And so he does. And Sylvester picks the sites of those 40 houses for the first 40 parishes. How appropriate. After all, that's where masses have been celebrated these years for these centuries. And so he builds those churches. Fast forward another 200 years to the 500s, and Pope Gregory starts a tradition. That tradition is to make a visit to each one of these original parishes, one parish each, for the 40 days of Lent. And that he would go the first one, second, third, fourth, throughout Lent. If you went to all 40 churches, one mass a day for 40 days, and that's what Pope Gregory started. It's a tradition that lasts to this day. And 20 years ago, when I was on my sabbatical, I did that. And it was in Lent, and I was at the seminary in Rome. And by the way, when the day comes for that particular parish, it's not just there's an English mass, there's an Italian mass, a French mass, a German mass, and they're all distributed throughout the day. And the English mass is always 7 a.m. So I made a vow that I would walk there. I would make a pilgrimage. I would go walk, and I put on my clerics, and sometimes they weren't too far away, and sometimes it took me a couple of hours to get there. I remember it was 7.5 mile walk to get to St. Paul outside the walls, and I remember doing that. And in the morning, early in the morning, when you're walking the streets of Rome, you know, Rome's a busy city. It's very noisy, a lot of traffic, but at 5 in the morning, it's quiet. You hear the birds. And that's my finest impression of Rome, is walking the streets in the morning. And no phone. I just took my rosary and a bag with my vestments. And I walked it praying one rosary after another till I got to the church. And it was a marvelous experience. It was a transformative experience to me. So much so that when I got back here, I decided I want to continue doing this. Now, practically speaking, I'm not going to get up in the morning and walk the streets of Sterling Heights and Warren for an hour. But what I did do is I made a chapel right across the hallway from where my bedroom. I turned that bedroom into a chapel. And every morning, including this very morning, when I get up, the first thing I do is go to the chapel and pray for an hour. I'll do my rosary, I'll pray my office, I'll talk to God about everything happened the day before, and I'll pray about everything I have to do today, including this Mass, and including this baptism I got on the schedule. Yes, you offer things up in prayer, and you just talk to God. It's a beautiful way to start the day. And you'll find that if you do that every day, over time, you'll see a spiritual aspect to your life and the world around you. And it'll put the worries and the concerns into a much greater perspective. And you'll be less anxious, and you'll be less worried, and you'll be more at peace. Because by talking to God every day, you build up that relationship inside of you. And I commend that to everyone who can get up in the morning and put in that hour of prayer. Now, some of you folks are retired, so that's going to be easy. Some of you are not. You have work, you have things to do. My advice would be, well, you can always go to bed an hour earlier and then get up an hour earlier. Trust me, the cable news will still be there. And whatever you missed in the evening, you can record. I recommend that to you as something to put into place, because you'll find over time that you will grow ever closer to the Lord by giving him that hour a day.